episode 1560, When Your Child Fails.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope your week has gone extremely well. It is Good Friday, and as you continue on this journey into Sunday, I pray that you keep your eyes on the cross. Today is Confessions of an Upset Mama. When your child fails, let's jump in. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, failure drains the soul and robs the heart of dreams. When your child fails, where does that leave you? As a parent, usually you feel bad or sad depending upon the situation. Sometimes we try to make everything better within our own power. I mean, come on, be honest, right? We don't want our children to suffer. Well, today is Good Friday. And I was reading in Matthew at the very end, chapter 27, going through as what was going on with Jesus at the time and a couple devotionals. And I just wanted to kind of dive back in to scripture. And as I was reading and seeing how Jesus went through his day and what was happening, reflecting on what was being done to him, I read about the crown of thorns, the spitting and the slapping, and that they placed a label over his head. And it read this, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." That's Matthew 27, verse 37. A label. Now, that label was used to what? Mock him, to make fun of him. And I'm not sure why this jumped out at me. I've known it for years, but for some strange reason, as I was reading it, I was like, wow, there's this label. Here in Charles Stanley, Jesus, Our Perfect Hope, his 365-day devotional for today, April 19th, it reads this. It was the ninth hour, right when the slaughter of the Passover lambs would have commenced in the temple. As priests made the offering memorializing Israel's deliverance from the slavery in Egypt, another lamb, the Lamb of God, was being sacrificed on the cross for a much more enduring liberation, our eternal release from the bondage of sin and the penalty of death. Yet we are wise to note the words Jesus said as he became our sin offering. My God, why have you forsaken me?" In that moment, he felt the full consequence of our sin and how it makes us feel. Alienated, isolated, helpless, and utterly hopeless. But Jesus took the penalty on himself so that you wouldn't have to endure it any longer. You could be liberated from the painful separation from God caused by your failings. So whenever you feel rejected, hopeless, or alone, remember that Jesus has been where you are and welcomes you with love and compassion. Your God has not forsaken you. Rather, he's given you everything so you can know him, have the eternal assurance of his presence, and be free. In reading that, it just jumped out at me. The alienation part, the hopelessness. When our children fail, don't you think they feel that way? Jesus felt that way. On the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you left me here? Now, I get that, you know, the spitting and all of that, that was easy. There were horrible things done to Jesus. But then I thought, you know, how do I treat my children when they fail? When they don't do what I ask them to do, right? There's a penalty for that. Jesus was paying a penalty for you and I. Well, there's a penalty when our children fail, when they don't live up to our expectations. I got to say, honestly, I know I have placed a label on them, not literally, as in writing something out and putting it on their chest. No. But maybe it was labeling them based on what happened in the situation. I probably have even mocked them or the situation to quote unquote prove a point. I'm sure you've been there. I'm not alone. And if I am, I'm not going to feel bad about it because these are the real conversations we need to be having. We can't sit here and parent our children and care for them if we don't understand why we do what we do as parents. So I'm sure you've placed a label on your child. Maybe you've even said, oh, they're lazy. All they do is sit around on the couch. Have you said that verbally out loud? That's placing a label on them. So as I was reading that and reading the Bible, and I have another devotional too. I have lots of devotionals and I have lots of different Bibles and lots of different versions. And so I go to see kind of where I want to pull from. And it just struck me. I'm like, oh my gosh, we as parents need to understand that our reactions, our words, and our responses all impact our children, whether it's good or bad. There's always an impact. So how are you treating your child when she or he fails? Are you supporting them? Are you loving them? Are you giving them grace as grace is given to you? You know, for the majority of us, I don't think we actually want to treat our children poorly. I don't think we want to mock them. I don't think we want to make fun of them, that we really don't want to put a label on them. But we tend to do it. Why? Because we all fall short. We're sinners, and we don't always do right. And so as I was sitting there going, oh my gosh, Jesus was labeled, he was mocked because of a failure, because he didn't live up to the standards, not to God's standards, because he was fulfilling the prophecy. He was fulfilling exactly what had been told. So he was doing his job right. But we as the people looking, no, he could not be who he said he was. I mean, if so, why don't then you just take yourself down off this cross? But he didn't. So when your child fails, what do? Well, you want to lift up your child in truth and love. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Lift up your child in truth and love. Now notice, I didn't say truth or love. I said truth and love. They are connected. They go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other, in my opinion. Because if we just speak truth, that truth can hurt. But if we speak truth in love, it comes across differently. When we tell something to our child and it's truthful, it's honest, but we do it with love attached, you could say it softens the blow. It makes it maybe easier to grasp, more readily accessible to the heart. But we have to make sure we're doing that. And I think that most of us are so busy. We are on our phones. We are driving from one activity to the next. We're trying to get to church on time. We've got school projects. And then, oh, wait, something happened to my child and I'm supposed to handle the situation? Oh, no, I don't have time for that. Lift up your child in truth and love. So when your child fails, what do? Number one, let them know they are loved. They need to hear that always. You see, Jesus went and prayed and talked to God before he was crucified. He knew what had to be done. God showed him love, but Jesus fulfilled the promise. So you have to let them know they are loved, regardless of the situation. That's called unconditional love. And that is hard to do at times. When your child fails, and it could be a speeding ticket. We've had those discussions here, right? A few of them. It could be a speeding ticket. It could be a bad grade. It could be a smart mouth to you. It could be back talking a teacher. It could be hitting a brother or sister or a friend. Maybe it's breaking curfew. Maybe it's drugs or alcohol. You got to let them know they're loved. God loves you. He wants you to love your child unconditionally. And when you're loving them, that doesn't mean that you approve of what they're doing. And that is something very important to understand. We can talk on that portion of it forever. But we have to love them where they're at, hurting and happy. When your child fails, number two, support them in the truths. So when you let them know their love, then you can support them in the truths, showing them, look, hon, this is what you need to do next time. Or you coach them and say, what do you think you need to do next time? What would be a better solution to this instead of what you came up with? Maybe you need to learn to respond and not react, right? Teachable moments. Let them know they're loved. Support them in the truths. And when your child fails, number three, lift them up. It's always moving forward, not leaving them behind. God never intended Jesus to die and not be loved. God loved his son enough that he sacrificed him for us so that he could fulfill what we no longer have to on the cross. It's always moving forward. God never left Jesus behind. He raised him up. God's not leaving you behind either. We're not to leave our child behind. So as you go through your day, I want you to reflect on how you serve your child when she fails. How are you serving your child when he makes a mistake? When he doesn't do what you ask him to do the first time? I don't care if they're 2 years old or 22 years old or 52 years old. How are you serving your child? The greatest gift we have and our greatest ministry is within our four walls and within our family. You look at how God treated Jesus. He loved him. Loves him because he loves us. And he never said, I don't love you. He never cast him away. He was always there, just as he is for us. Now, yes, Jesus died on the cross for us. And yes, all became dark. But because of that darkness, there is light. And God wants you to see that today. It's not up to us to condemn, to judge. We need to be teachers of truth in love. And yes, does that mean disciplining? Yes, it does. We don't just give a, get out of jail free card sort of thing like Monopoly does. That's not the kind of life God wants for us or our children. There are consequences to our actions. God shows us those consequences, and we in turn need to do it with our children. However, you have to lift up your child in truth and love. So how are you serving your child? That's ultimately what it boils down to. Are you labeling them? Not on purpose. It's just, it happens. If you have multiple children, you may have a different label for each child. Oh, this one is outgoing and this one is oh so quiet and shy. Personalities are labels. And we have to be careful because when we place a label on our child, we respond and react differently. We use different words. We walk around them differently. If you were to ask your children, does mom have a favorite? I bet you they will each say yes. Why? Because it's their perspective as to how they see things in your interactions with them versus everyone else. All their siblings. Are you serving your child? It's hard being a mom. It's a hard knock life. But it's the most rewarding life ever. And I know for me personally, I wouldn't trade it for anything. There are nights that I lose a lot of sleep. And then there are nights that I just fall asleep. It doesn't matter which side of the coin I'm on. I am blessed, and so are you. Yes, there's going to be times of struggles. No, you're not always going to do it right. But if we work harder, knowing exactly what we're doing so we can be the better parent to our children, that means you're impacting the world. Because it's one at a time, right? So one child goes out and can impact the world. Another child goes out and can impact the world. God has given you the responsibility to raise up this life, no matter where you are. If you're an empty nester, you still have influence over your child. If you have a 2-month-old, you still have influence and will for a very long time over your child. If you're like, I'm at my wit's end, I feel like I need to escape, and you want some help with parenting, you need some strategies and tools for the season that you're in, reach out to me. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I would love to chat with you. It's no cost, but it does take you to click on that link. Let's get together. Lift up your child in truth and love. God loves you right where you're at. He loves you, mistakes and all. He serves you. He bestows upon you grace and mercy. We need to do the same in return. Go out today. Make it an incredible weekend. Have a happy Easter. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.